Making China keep its word. With your Southeast Regional Ag News, I am Haley Shipp. This is the Ag Information Network. Today, we're touching on a topic we haven't discussed for a while, world trade. The World Trade Organization last week said that China's decision to impose retaliatory tariffs on U.S. products, including agriculture products, in reaction to actions on steel and aluminum, were inconsistent with the WTO rules. American Farm Bureau Senior Director of Government Affairs Dave Salmonson says that whether or not China complies, it's still important the WTO uphold world trade rules against Beijing's tariff retaliation for national security-based UF metals tariffs.
It has the weight of the world body behind telling China they really have no basis for continuing these tariffs.
And some of those tariffs remain.
Some of them are being enforced, some of them aren't. Kind of all depends what China needs.
Salmonson suggests tariffs that are enforced need to be worked out bilaterally, implying outside the WTO. Still, China remains a core U.S. ag market.
We were about $36 billion last year, the highest ever. Agricultural trade with China still remains very, very strong, still our number one market.
Despite U.S.-China differences, Salmonson says countries sometimes compartmentalize issues. When they need products, they need them, especially ag products.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report.